Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. And joining me today, Milan Yurkovich. Many of you know Milan from the wonderful book, How We Love, or you've maybe heard him speak, he and his wife Kay. Maybe you've been part of our intensive, such as the one that we did weekend before last on Valentine's Day, actually the day before Valentine's Day. And that's who's with us today, a great man of wisdom, former pastor, tremendous, tremendous counselor. And I'm probably married today because of the work he did.
Amen.
When the wheels fell off with me and Misty. Hi, Milan. How are you today?
Good to see you, Steve. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And then our other guest is Dr. Ron Archer. And Maybe you can introduce him.
I will. And so we do have Ron with us again, sitting right next to me here in Carmel, Indiana. And Ron has an amazing history, is involved in so many different areas of ministry, works with professional athletes. You actually flew on Air Force One, didn't you?
I did,
because
yes.
Because you had a contract with the military, didn't you?
Yes, with four-star generals, with different units in Europe and Africa, all around the world. I've gone to Guantanamo Bay about five or six times, so... Yeah, I've had a very intriguing life with my great military friends.
Hmm. And I'm grateful you're here, great pastor's heart.
Thank you, sir.
You have a television show, or you're on a television
show.
Yeah,
I host it's called Ask the Pastor.
Okay.
And I facilitate four pastors come on, and we discuss their issues, and people call in and text, and we respond to all kinds of questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So today... Ron's a pastor. I'm a pastor. Milan used to be a pastor. So we could call this
the Good Shepherds.
Ask the Pastor Day today.
Yes.
I do want to comment on something. I have been doing some interviews with some radio stations on the Ravi Zacharias scandal. And I think it's one of the worst tragedies ever. I've watched some videos. I've watched what some other people have said about it. And I would start by saying this, having read the report, the board hired a legal firm to investigate, I would say this. There's a scripture that says, don't even speak of the things that they do in private. And after reading that report, I would tell you there's a good reason for that scripture, because I wish I hadn't read. I mean, I'm glad I did, but it's quite horrific. And here's what I want to say, that I absolutely believe the disparity between the respect he had and the private life. He was a predator, and there are allegations even of rape, and these are from credible people. But I would just say this, there are people that are devastated because of this. I'm not talking about those that maybe you had more faith in him than Jesus. I'm talking about the women over the years that have been hurt. And their board offered to help them.
Yes.
And I'm grateful for that. But it reminds me that, you know, this is not just big-time ministries, small churches, medium churches. These kinds of things happen where you think it's okay because this person is a spiritual leader. Of whatever. You know, don't think for one minute that anybody can deviate from the truth of Scripture. And so, if you've been hurt, we want to help you. We don't want you to be hurt.
That's right.
And, well, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. 1-800-229-3000. You can join us there.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Mike, anything you want to say before we go to phone calls?
Well, I think it has frightened me over the course of 40 years in my walk with the Lord at how there is this public facade and there is what happens behind closed doors. And unfortunately, it's caused me to be more cynical, and it's something I have to work myself out of all the time to, who can I trust? And, you know, when we look at the qualifications for an elder in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, so much of the qualifications for an elder are behind closed doors. It's not how great the sermon was or how great the delivery was and how much charisma the person has. It's what's his family like? What do non-believers say about him?
Well, I want to say one thing. Some people say, well, this thing, Ravi knew so much scriptures. He knew so much. He was one of the greatest apologists ever that it invalidates the power of the scripture. And I would say, no, it actually confirms what the Bible says, because the Bible does not say that knowing anything sets you free.
That's right.
If you
sit down, the
Pharisees knew. If you sit down and memorize 10 scriptures, but you don't do anything about those 10 scriptures, then your life is not better. Here's the key. John 8:31-32 says, "If you follow my teachings." You're truly my disciple. So there's an if. If you follow my teaching, you're truly my disciple. And it says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. For the truth to set you free, you must follow Jesus. You must follow the teaching. Knowing the teaching, backwards, forwards, upside down, is not the same as literally making a change in your life based on that truth.
Well, if we don't, if we hear God's word and don't act upon it, we're building our house on the sand. And in fact, great is its fall. And in Ravi Zacharias's case, great was the fall. Yep. And it is absolutely tragic. But what is most tragic is that he had an organization that never questioned, challenged him. And I read from the report that he became enraged at the people who did question him. And that is a collective failure of nerve for people to be able to call someone and question them.
Well, one of the things I've learned over the years is when you have an institution that is valued and respected and the leader messes up, then it goes into damage control to protect the institution, like Penn State with Joe Paterno, the Catholic Church, and then Martin Luther King. You know, he's a great civil rights leader, but we now finding out there was all kind of infidelities, a second family. And so, but now it comes to, we must protect the institution so we let the leader off the hook.
I wrote a book about it. It's called Toxic Faith. And I talk about people that let things happen. They're enablers.
Right.
But they're also folks that actually benefit from the leader staying in that position of power.
Yes.
We call those perpetrators of the problem.
We do.
And everybody has a role in this, and you've really got to overlook a lot of stuff for somebody to stay in a position of leadership with this kind of stuff going on. And some of the things that one person questioned him traveling with a female masseuse, and he really ripped them apart for even questioning it.
Right.
I mean, if I suggested to my board that I thought this would be a good idea for me, I would be fired immediately. Yeah. You would never hear me on this radio program again, I guarantee you, because it's just, there's just no justification under any circumstance.
And then the opposite would be Billy Graham, who wouldn't even go on an elevator with a woman
right.
to avoid the appearance
right.
of evil. He so kept his life in line because he knew if he fell, the impact it would have. So you have the Billy Graham who lived a life of discipline. You know, it says life is pain, two kinds of pain, the pain of discipline mm-hmm. or the pain of regret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if Billy Graham has to do that kind of
yes.
protection,
yep.
how much more all of us need to do the
yes.
same? All right, let's go to a phone call
yep.
and let's talk with Robin from Michigan, Gorham, Michigan. Listens on Sirius XM, channel 131 at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi there, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Excellent. And sorry we're having to talk about such a crummy topic here today, but that is the reality of our world.
Well, I just want to interrupt you for a second. I'm in New Hampshire, way far away from you guys.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I got the state wrong. But New Hampshire.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could we help?
So
what are you thinking?
Thing. Well, I just was listening to you on the way home, and I hadn't ever listened to your station before, and I was just so saddened to hear about what was brought up about Mr. Zachariah's ministry, and I had listened to him on occasion, but mostly listened to Dr. Charles Stanley and David Jeremiah,
mm-hmm.
and the thought in my head was, geez, if that could happen to him, how confident am I to the people that I listen to, and how do we know then
mm-hmm.
When a wolf is in sheep's clothing, so to speak?
Yeah. You know, the answer to that is you don't. You really don't. And
yeah.
it is a great reminder that God uses flawed people. You shouldn't be shocked when somebody is, not all they're cracked up to be. Your faith needs to be in Jesus,
yeah.
not the person. Milo, what are your thoughts here when somebody says, yeah, how do you know somebody or whether or not they can be trusted?
Well, I agree with you. You don't. I've been fooled many times in the last 45 years myself and duped a few times myself. And it breaks your heart, it breaks your soul, and it makes me angry. But, you know, it's
yeah.
a great question, Robin. And, you know, I think Ron said something earlier I think was really good. What do we know about the institution? And the institution can be really good. It can have a good reputation. But to have one person who represents that institution versus we have an institution with a representative is kind of two different things. In other words,
yes.
if the whole thing revolves around one person, then it's more one person's ministry than it is an institution. Ravi Zacharias, as a person who was a great apologist, a phenomenal teacher and theologian, well, there's a lot of people like that, and there could be a replacement for Ravi Zacharias, you know, that could continue in the institution with integrity. But, Steve, you're right. It's about how accountable are they, and what do they react to when a board questions them, and do people watch them, monitor them? Do people check in? Are they observed? You know, David Jeremiah at Chatham Mountain is a great man, and his integrity has stood for many years. So has Dr. Stanley in Atlanta. And all we can do is pray for those people, that they do stay on track. Rodden, what do you think?
In my years of working with military leaders and working with presidents, and you know what we say, that new levels bring new devils, and spotlight will show all your spots. And so the main thing you want to know about a leader, and you can call and talk to the organization, who are their accountability partners?
Mm-hmm.
When you are a lone wolf out there and nobody can hold you accountable, power tends to corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute power tends to corrupt absolutely. And so we all need to surround ourselves with a council of accountability partners.
Yeah.
And also, too, you can't, I say this all the time, you can love somebody, but don't worship them.
Yeah.
Don't worship them because they will let you down.
Robin, I appreciate your phone call, and I'm going to send you a Restoration Bible, just our way of saying thank you for the call. You know, it's not just Christianity. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Breatharians, but their leader was telling people that he had been able to meditate so deeply, all he needed to live on was air, the air he breathed. And they filmed him one night sneaking out to a 7-Eleven and eating a Snickers. So his credibility was pretty much smashed from that point.
That nougat.
But I got to tell you, we're talking about somebody. There's like people come to every man's battle, and in a Saturday they go from headed down this path of inappropriate stuff and hurt and pain, and they change trajectory, and they head up this other hill, a recovery hill, and life is different. And many of those people, they're our supporters, they're on our board. Ravi could have done that. He could have come to a Saturday. We have pastors come all the time that are confidential, and everything could have changed. But because it doesn't, the pain that is caused in other people, you can't even begin to calculate that kind of pain. Let's go to Linda, Orlando, Florida. She listens also on Sirius XM. Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Doing all right. How can we help today?
Well, I just called because I was driving. I was listening today, and our family and some of our churches have just gone through such a horrible, horrible experience for the last 3.5. My husband, who is an ordained minister, he's pastored churches. We've done mission work in many states in the United States during retirement. But 3.5 years ago, our granddaughter told that he had inappropriately touched her. So come to find out, he had not only sexually abused our 4 of our granddaughters, but also my older daughter. And then I knew about 2 ladies in the church and had forgiven him for that. But it didn't suffice. Mm-hmm. So he was just sentenced in November just for the counts for the granddaughters, and he has 30 years, and this man is not young by any means, and so he has 7.5 years left to serve, plus 20 years of probation, and we're struggling, trying very hard to keep our family together, because each of our children view the situation differently. Churches that we've attended and where he's been a very strong leader have also seen it differently.
Let me ask you this. Did you find yourself believing that he was going to change, and so maybe you covered up or didn't bring or put the dots together or anything like that?
Well, the first time it happened was with the ladies in the church. And he lost his job there, so he was not able to serve on a church staff. But he wrote devotionals, and he was key leader in some of our churches in this area.
But what about you holding him once that happened? What did you require of him? What did you require of him after that?
Well, that he was not to be with women alone, that especially at church, I honestly, it's a good question that you asked me that. Because he was doing all of this simultaneously with the girls and the ladies at church.
Yeah. Was there any reason nobody required him to get some kind of treatment for it, get some help?
No, that's what many of our churches have done, though. In fact, one of the pastor's wife has since told me, since it happened at the church, she said, "I wish that we had prosecuted him then, and that it wouldn't have happened to your granddaughters. It would happen to my daughter, because it had already happened."
Yeah. Well, I am so thankful that you're willing to share this.
Yes.
I'll send you a restoration Bible, too. I'm so sorry the pain that you've been through. But by talking about this, I think somebody might be caught up in something like this, and then it wakes their they wake up to it. Or it might even prevent it from happening again.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back every day at 5 p.m. You can go to the YouTube channel. You could see Going Deeper. I'm doing a series on toxic faith. And when this happens in the church, it is a result of toxic faith, produces toxic faith, and all the roles in this are outlined. The rules that you have to go by to keep somebody like this in power are all there. You can get a copy of Toxic Faith by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's go to Colina, San Diego, California, also listening on Sirius XM. Hi, how are you today?
Hi, I'm well. I hope you guys are well. Say, listen, pardon me if I just jump right into this.
Sure, go ahead.
Here's the deal. If anybody is listening to this program, it's because they believe that they are a sinner and they need help. And you are saved by faith through the grace of Christ. No one ever said, get thee to Ravi Zacharias and you shall be saved. Paul said, I do the things I don't want to do, and I can't do the things that I do want to do, oh God, so it is not me, but it is the sin within me that does this. Oh, wretched man that I am. That is why all of us go to church. That is why all of us care about
that's
the Word.
True.
And guess
that's
what?
True.
You know what Satan's doing right now?
What?
He's doing an incredible disservice. He's like, guess what? The man's dead. Now I get to squash and quash every excellent thing that he did do. And he's making every Christian out there go, oh, there's no, well, that sucks. No.
Absolutely. You know what? Actually,
who isn't
Kalina,
a Christian is going to suffer for this.
Kalina?
Please stop focusing
Kalina,
on that.
Kalina, actually.
And I won't believe it until I see a picture of his hand on a woman's breast.
Okay, that's sad. But, Kalina, here's the thing. There was an investigation done, and it was done by an outside firm, and they interviewed people, and they really had no agenda other than just to uncover the truth. And what you're saying, I've actually witnessed the exact opposite, that there are certain people in ministry that are so empathetic to Ravi that they're ignoring the truth. And when I've been doing some interviews, I have 7 points that I'm making about this. One of the points that I make, but it's just one, is that he wasn't all bad, that it doesn't erase good things that he did, but it will erase probably a ministry and many people be out of work and things like that. But if we don't talk about these things, then we don't have a chance to prevent them. We don't have a chance for people to say, oh, maybe I'm involved in something just like this and I could get some help and get out of it. When he did this, he is the one that damaged the Christian community. Talking about it, we are not damaging the Christian community by trying to make some sense out of it, acknowledging reality and the truth, believing credible people such as those. I don't know if you've seen any of the videos of the women, especially one woman that he sued and all these things. These are credible people, and we feel for them. And we don't have to see a picture to know the truth. There are so many people that had so many different things to say, and the report that they did, which is a very objective report, it is available, 13 pages. You could read that online. You could find it on Christianity Today. They have a copy, and I think after you read it, you wouldn't need to see a picture. I appreciate what you're saying because it gives me the opportunity to say we're not trashing him. He trashed himself.
Mm-hmm.
We're not beating up on him. He beat up on other people emotionally and spiritually and even physically. We're simply talking about the truth because we don't want anybody else to be hurt. What you started out with by saying that, you know, we're saved by Jesus, that's all very, very true. But how you ended is a bit of a problem to me, because to have that position, you have to discredit literally hundreds of people that were impacted directly by his behavior.
Can I just speak as a victim of sexual abuse as a young boy? And when no one wants to hold the perpetrator accountable, it damages, it hinders, it breaks the victims of these things.
Yeah.
You can't heal what you don't reveal. So let's talk about being dead. King David's dead. He had an affair with Bathsheba. And it was the prophet Nathan who could have kept it quiet, but God said, we got to confront this man, and we learned from this. And this is the beauty of learning from pain and turning it into power. So we have to confront it and discuss it because we can grow from it.
Yeah, and especially this program.
And one of the reasons, Colina, we're discussing this is because we have, all of us, individually and collectively, have received tons of calls, and we're being questioned by people as individuals who have public, you know, ministries. You know, it's important, Colina, that you're right. We have a dual nature. We have sin that lives inside of us, and that we're saved, and yet there's a battle that's always going on. You're absolutely right about that. But the Bible says, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every fact is confirmed. And the Bible also says we're to confront sin, and we're to exercise church discipline to take this kind of sin out, just like Nathan. We're to use church discipline because the recidivism rate, or the rate of perpetrators, you only see the tip of the iceberg. There are hundreds of others and dozens of other people that need to be protected from future possible assaults.
Well said.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and you can join us 1-800-229-3000. Ron Archer, Milan Yurkovich here, Steve Arterburn. We'll do another program after this, so you can talk with us, and we won't be talking about this in the second program. 1-800-229-3000. I want to remind you that no matter what you're going through, you can call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have people there that want to help you in any way they can. They are located in Texas, and we feel so much pain for what the folks in Texas have been going through and are going through. It's where our people are working, and we're really in touch with that, and hope and pray that you feel God's presence and that you're not going through this. But whatever you're going through, or whomever you're having to deal with, we pray that we can provide some kind of hope and help in the process. Speaking of whom you have to deal with, Larry Sonnenberg's had to deal with me for quite some time. Larry, you're in the studio. And,
hey, Steve.
Yeah, how you doing? And
great,
what do you have
today
for us?
Thank
today?
You. Well, it's Restore Week. Saturday is an all-day Zoom workshop for the women who have struggled with the betrayal And I got a testimony here, fairly brief, but it says it really well.
Okay.
Every woman who has ever been betrayed, abandoned, neglected, abused in any way by any man would benefit from attending this workshop. Even if the betrayal occurred a long time ago and your guy went to every man's battle, you as the woman need this workshop. It will help you and your marriage. New life is the best. That's the part I really wanted to say.
Well, Larry, thanks for bringing that up, and because, well, quite frankly, when a woman is betrayed by a man, we don't know if the marriage can be restored, but we know she can be restored. A lot of times people think, well, he has the problem, why should I get help?
Yeah.
Well, it's as I said to them the last time I addressed this group, I've been where they are. And not only do you have to deal with the pain of betrayal, just that pain, I was betrayed, the pain of that. But now you have a job to do, and that job is to move toward forgiveness. To do that, you have to grieve a lot. That's painful. You have to accept reality. That's painful. And eventually you get to a place to forgive. Why? Because if you don't, you drag that around. And we've had people on the program. They drag that around for 20 years, the resentment and bitterness. We want you to have your life back if it's been stolen from you,
Steve,
by somebody betraying.
But now forgiveness, and a lot of people think this, doesn't mean reconciliation.
That's absolutely correct. Not.
You know, and that's I want to make that point because
or
I don't
excusing
want,
you.
Well, I don't want people to think that what you mean by forgiveness means we're shoving the person back into relationship.
No.
So I just want to clarify that.
You don't forgive for the other person, you forgive for yourself.
That's right.
Yes. To free yourself to get beyond this. That's what we want. And we would not be doing this workshop if we had not had tremendous, well, just like this woman is saying, tremendous results here of seeing people restored back to their feeling, sense of well-being, their relationship with the Lord, and all the other things in their life. What else do you have?
The
for
other
Larry?
Thing, Steve, is I'm seeking folks to who would support New Life Ministries because the work that God's doing through this place. It's just amazing. It never fails that when people's lives intersect with New Life, things happen. And we don't get the credit for that. We work hard to do what we can to get people on the right track, to take the steps, to do what they need to do. But it's God's Spirit that comes and nudges them because they're being faithful and honest and vulnerable and taking the steps they need to take. But that's why we ask your support. We just want to continue this ministry. We think God wants to continue it. His hand is on it. It's very apparent. And part of the apparency is because you are supporting New Life. That's God affirming what we're doing. So if you could affirm us a little more, we would really appreciate that.
Well, I'm here to say that in 1988 when we started and we worked in a psych hospital and our first person that came in made this radical transformation while there, we are no less excited every time we hear someone came to something we did and they were never the same. And if you have that same excitement over transformation, then do help us reach more people by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And Larry, thank you for all the work that you do. I really, really appreciate that.
Steve, right, Steve, yeah. One quick comment.
Yes.
I know I'm have a lot of comments today, but next month, I will have been on this show 17 years, there is not a radio show, not one, that doesn't have sexual transgression somewhere in that radio show, that somebody has been hurt, harmed, whether it's Christian leaders or people in the church. The sexual transgressions are one of the most prolific topics of conversation on this show.
Yeah.
And so I think we would be remiss not discussing Rabbi Zacharias.
I think so, too.
And so I just want to say to Kalina, gosh, we're surrounded by this, and we're nauseated by it as well, you know, the pain that is in the body of Christ. But if we all hold together and some of us set an example, we're going to do the best we can.
Well, amen. Quite frankly, if we didn't talk about this, people would criticize us for not addressing it because we are a ministry mm-hmm. of sexual integrity and
That's right.
healing and restoration. All right, let's go to Daniel, Greenbelt, Maryland. WAVA is the station. Hello, Daniel. How are you today?
I'm doing especially well today, gentlemen. I thank you so much for this discussion, and this radio station has been truly a blessing to me. In these last couple of weeks, I've listened to it from time to time, but every day I turn it on now. And I'm especially thankful for the discussion today because one of the gentlemen on your panel spoke about Scripture and how it relates to not how great a sermon is or perhaps how great the outward appearance is of children of God, but more spoke of the spiritual integrity that mm-hmm. we should maintain mm-hmm. as children of God. And I found that so powerful because it's so important. And for the fact that myself, in being a single man, I've never been married, looking forward to marrying, but there are daily struggles, even with sexual temptation, but temptation, period. And it's important for us to maintain our godly character, our spiritual integrity, to be used by God and to have a life of victory. Mm-hmm. And so I thank you all for your dialogue today, and I will continue to support the this station. And God bless you all. I thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Daniel, and I'm grateful for what you said there. I'll send you a copy of Every Man's Battle, help you with that struggle, and I'll send you Every Man's Bible, that in 2020, best-selling men's study Bible, number 4th best-selling Bible all around. It really gets men reading Scripture, and very happy about that. All right, let's go to, how about we talk to Laverne, Memphis, Tennessee, and she listens online. Hi, Laverne. Welcome to New Life.
Hi, good morning. I just ended a relationship with a Christian guy who I feel very insecure in the relationship, and he stares at women, at their breasts a lot, and I started having these anger feelings and feelings of hatred for the women as well. And I try to end the relationship, but he says, I'll get help. So we got Every Man's Battle, and he's in counseling now. But I just feel like I need to heal. I need to be away from him to heal, and I don't know how to do that.
Hmm. I think what's happening this weekend, Restoration Week weekend, I think is the perfect antidote for your situation. It's women who feel wounded, who feel betrayed, who feel hurt, and this weekend they're going to have an entire curriculum to help you get healed and be restored, and I think this would really hit the spot for you.
And, you know, Laverne, so often we find that we don't have the power to deal with something. People say, well, God won't give you anything you can't handle. Well, he doesn't say he won't give you anything you can't handle alone. We have to bring people around us, and if you were to reach out to some kind of support group, women's Bible study, connecting with other women is your best safety net to not be with him until you see, is he going to change? Is he going to become a man of integrity and character? When we come back, I want to hear Mylon's take on this. I think you've got great courage that you stood up and said, I mean, so often we hear somebody, I saw this, I went forward, I married him thinking it was going to get better, it got worse. You courageously did the right thing, and I think it's a great example for others who are listening. You're in the same situation. You know that you're attached to something that isn't healthy, but you'd kind of rather be attached to something unhealthy than not attached at all. We'll be back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. 1-800-229-3000. We're going to do another program right after this. 1-800-229-3000. And if I can't get to you right now, I will do everything I can next time. Mylon, have a thought about Laverne and saying goodbye to this guy and introducing every man's battle to him and kind of struggling.
Well, Laverne, I appreciate, as Steve already said, your courage. It's amazing and shows me a lot about you. And I'm proud of you. But I can understand that you would be shocked. I understand you'd be disappointed. I understand that you'd be angry. And because what happened to you represents a loss. You know, we all want to be loved. We all want to find a person that deeply cares for us and someone that can reciprocate. One of my frustrations with churches around the globe and schools and Christian institutions is we really don't talk about sex enough. It's really a topic that is not discussed, and specifically something that my wife and I do a lot is we talk about the nature of the difference between men and women. And one of the challenges with men, of course, is they're filled with testosterone, and yet the Bible knows that, and the Bible says we need to control that. And there's two kinds of guys in this world, Laverne. Guys that choose to control their sexuality and guys who don't. And all we're trying to do is help pull people to that side and help us all stay clean and pure is until we die. And so, Laverne, I'm proud of you.
Yep. I'm really, me too, and I'm going to send you a copy of How We Love. Mylon K. wrote it. Such great insight, because we want somebody else to have the courage that you had. It'll be a great, great book, a great
Absolutely.
Read there. Let's final caller here, but hold on. If you're on, I'll get to you in the next program that will start 5 minutes after this one. But let's go to Tom from Leona, Texas. Hi, Tom. How are you today, and how could we help?
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call. I've got just a couple of things. It's really not questions. I just, first of all, I have a problem with this story coming out, because you talk about David and how Nathan approached him. Well, Rabbi Zacharias is dead. And the tragedy in this story, besides the woman that are hurt, is that man cannot repent because it came to the light. And that just bothers me. And so there's nothing we can do about that. And if this did happen,
let me say this. It did come to light before he died. You know that, right?
Oh, I did not know, because I'm not following it, because I've taken...
There were accusations that came before the board. He sued the woman, and it was a really tragic thing.
Okay.
There were other people that mentioned certain things he was doing to him, so it wasn't like no one ever knew anything until he died. They did. In fact, you know, the investigation... Yeah, so there was kind of a minimal investigation, but he never. So there were plenty of opportunities to repent, but repentance, you don't have to get caught to repent. You know, it's your job to repent today of whatever.
Right.
Yeah, Ron, you have a thought here?
Yeah,
I've got one more thing to share if I can.
Okay,
At 50, this will help women. At 15 years old, I was sodomized. All right. And for 16 years, I was killing myself. It ruined my school. It ruined my life. It ruined everything because I was 15.
Yes.
I never went to college or anything because of this. I couldn't talk to men about anything.
Hmm.
I was killing myself. And it was at 31 that I became a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can think of today is Acts 17, where it says, from one nation, God made every man, all right, in every nation. And from one man, God made every nation so that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined our places and the times that we should live.
Mm.
So everything that happened to me, including being sodomized, was so that I would seek God and find him, though he's not far from us.
Well,
so anyone
let me just say something. I don't have a lot of time, but I gotta correct
that. That's the answer.
Not everything that happens because God wants it to happen to bring us back to him. We live in a fallen world, but when something as horrible as what happened to you happens, well, God can use that, But to say that everything happened so that God could bring you back to Him, I think that just, I don't believe God wanted that to happen to you so you would finally find Him. He used it, though, and I'm glad that He did. And I'm going to send you a copy of the Restoration Bible. Ron, you had a comment
just
here?
Just one thing, yeah. I call this discussion Lessons from the Ledge. The reason that it's so valuable, there are people right now who are listening to us who may be involved in the same thing that Ravi was involved in. And by exposing it and discussing it, and not just what Ravi did, but the pain of the victim, it can cause people to look at themselves and say, you know what, I'm heading down the same road. I need to confront myself, repent, and go get help. But without these discussions, that kind of stimulation may not take place. Lessons from the Ledge, so they don't go over.
Yeah, very, very good. All right, I hope and pray that something we've said here might be helpful to you. The intent isn't to make a good guy look bad or whatever.
Yeah.
It's to talk about the truth because we want other people to recognize, oh my goodness, I've fallen into this. If it's a man in ministry, I've fallen into this hidden life and I can get out. And if you want to get out, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or maybe you're a person that is being victimized by someone in a leadership position, and you think, or maybe you've listened to them say, I have special needs, or God has this special allowance for me, which I've heard others say from time to time. And so you start to think it's okay, but it isn't, and we'd like to help you with that. And then for all of us, little sins become more frequent sins, bigger sins, and sometimes we become so deeply entrenched in sin, it becomes an addiction. And it's not something that we can just say, I think I'm going to stop this. We need help. We need a program. We need people to come alongside us that have been there before. So it's no wonder that you've tried to stop whatever it is. You fall right back into it. You think, man, this is hopeless. It is not hopeless. What is hopeless is if you're not willing to say, I have an extreme limitation here. I cannot fix me. The brain that got me in trouble is not going to be the brain that gets me out of trouble. I have to have some help. It's a great point of humility, and it's a great point of willingness. Humble willingness opens the door to transformation. And if you're there, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, all of you women that have been hurt by a man who had a sexual integrity problem, this Saturday, there are a lot of women that are going to receive a restoration experience. You're going to be different at the end of Saturday. Not because he's different. Not because your marriage is going to go back together or get healed or whatever. But because you are going to discover you are a daughter of our Lord. And He cares about you. He loves you. And there's a path to restoration. Call us if you have been hurt. Let us help you get into Restore. It's online. It's easy to do. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, restoration isn't all we do through Restore. We do it through Every Man's Battle. That's coming up March the 6th. And we do Emotional Freedom Workbook. Emotional Freedom Workshop. But also, we've got therapists all over the country, Christian counselors that want to help you. But you have to call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, if you want to join us on this next program, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Come join us.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.